Good job.
Okay, we are recording. The time is 2:02 PM.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Owen Egan and I am the chairman of the Freedom of Information Commission. This is the regular meeting of the commission, September 8th, 2021. Before we begin, I will take a roll call in alphabetical order so that the record reflects who is participating today. When I say your name, please indicate that you are present. Commissioner Barry? Commissioner Chavez? I'm sorry, Commissioner Barry?
Yes, I'm present.
Thank you. Commissioner Chavez?
Here.
Commissioner Einhorn? Commissioner Fusashi?
Here.
Mr. Hankins?
Here.
Mr. Shaw? Mr. Streeter?
Here.
Mr. Winkler?
Here.
And myself, Chairman Owen Egan, here. So we're missing today Commissioner Shaw and Commissioner Einhorn. Thank you. This meeting is open to the public and is being conducted solely through the use of electronic equipment due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It will be recorded in its entirety. For everyone participating in today's meeting, please remember to identify yourself first for the recording each time you are called upon to speak. All participants are expected to conduct themselves in a respectful manner at all times and not to interrupt the commission deliberations. If the commission believes any person's conduct is disruptive, that person will be placed on mute at the direction of the chairman. Further disruption may lead to that person's removal from the telephonic meeting. When the commission conducts a vote, it will be by roll call. I will conduct the roll. The first item is consideration of the minutes of the commission's regular meeting of August 25th, 2021. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Streeter. I move adoption of the commission's regular meeting of August 25th, 2021.
Thank you. Is there a second?
This is Commissioner Hankins. I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor, we're going to take a roll call. Please say aye as I call your name if you're in favor. Commissioner Barry?
Aye. Sorry, I'm mute.
Mr. Chavez?
Aye.
Mr. Fusashi?
Aye.
Mr. Hankins?
Aye.
Mr. Streeter?
Aye.
Mr. Winkler?
I'm abstaining. I was not at the meeting.
Okay, thank you. And Owen Egan, yes, aye. Motion passes unanimously with one abstention. Ms. Winkler. Ms. Winkler. So, we will move on. The hearing officer's reports are publicly accessible on our website. Our website can be found at www.ct.gov/FOI through links on the agenda for today's meeting. I will call the docket. If you are a party and wish to address the commission on a particular docket number, please let me know when I call it and we will mark it ready. We will take up the cases in the order that they will in the order that they are called. First item on the docket is docket number FIC 2019-0753, Roderick Lewis versus Chief Police Department, City of West Haven et al. Are you there, Mr. Lewis?
Mr. Chairman, it's Colleen Murphy here. We did learn that Mr. Lewis does not intend to participate today.
Oh, thank you, Attorney Murphy. All right, is there anyone there from the City of West Haven?
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. This is Rosalie Lewis from Lynch Trust, Keith and Arante, on behalf of the respondents.
Do you wish to be heard on this matter, or do you wish us to act on it?
I wish you to act on it, Your Honor, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I'd entertain a motion. This was a withdrawal.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Streeter. As you mentioned, this is a withdrawal and dismissal. I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Winkler, I second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Barry?
Aye. In favor.
Commissioner Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeci?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Motion passes unanimously. Next is docket number FIC 2020-0294, Victor Velasco, Rowan Cook, Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Correction, et al. Mr. Velasco, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Would you like us to mark this ready?
Yes, please.
Okay, we'll mark it ready. Next is docket number FIC 2020-0295, Victor Velasco versus Rowan Cook, Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Correction, et al. Mr. Velasco, would you like that marked ready as well?
No, sir.
You do not want that marked ready. You want us to act on that?
No. What I mean to say is that the only reason I want to go forward with the 0294 is because it's a simple matter. 0295, I wrote, my objection to the hearing officer's report, but due to our counselor not being here, I couldn't make copies, couldn't send it out to the commissioners. So I'm asking for a continuance on that on 0295.
Okay, well, we'll mark that ready, and we'll address the continuance at that time. All right?
Okay.
Thank you. Next is docket number FIC 2021-0004, William Pavon versus Angel Quiros, Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Correction. Is there anyone here on that matter?
Attorney Lepore for the respondents is present.
You wish to be heard?
No, unless the complainant is also present here today. I don't believe that he is, though.
Is Mr. Pavon there, please?
Mr. Chairman, it's Colleen Murphy again. Mr. Pavon, it appears that he was incarcerated when he filed his complaint, but he did not attend the hearing. And as you note in the report, it says that he failed to appear and dismissal is recommended. He has not communicated with the commission in any way or provided any forwarding address with the Department of Correction, and we looked into that earlier today. So that's what I have for you on that. He doesn't appear to be pursuing the matter.
Thank you. Thank you, Attorney Murphy. I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Streeter. I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Winkler, I second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Barry?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeci?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you. Next is docket number FIC 2021-0012, Stephen Nunez versus Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Administrative Services, et al. Is there anyone here on that matter?
Yes. This is Attorney Michael Barrera for the respondent, DAS, and I'm just here to urge the commission to act on the proposed decision. And I don't know if the respondent is on the call, but if there's anything to address, I'll address it. Otherwise, I would just urge acting on the proposal.
Thank you. Is Stephen Nunez there? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, this was a withdrawal and a dismissal. I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Winkler, I second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Barry?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeci?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. All right. So we'll move back to Mr. Velasco's matter. First is docket number FIC 2020-0294. Victor Velasco versus Rowan Cook, Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Correction, et al. But before we do that, I will ask Colleen Murphy, our general counsel and executive director, to please make some general announcements.
Sure. As has been stated, the matter is being recorded in its entirety, the entire meeting, and it will be available on our website soon after the meeting, so there's no need to request a recording. And second, pursuant to our regulations, oral arguments, 10 minutes per side, and I'll keep track of that for the parties.
Thank you. All right, so again, FIC 2020-0294, Victor Velasco versus Rollin Cook, Commissioner of State of Connecticut, Department of Correction, et al. Are you there, Mr. Velasco?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, is counsel there for the State of Connecticut?
Yes, this is Attorney Lori McCrae.
Thank you. All right, so Mr. Velasco, would you like to begin?
Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Adkins. Both of these matters were consolidated, 0294 and 0295, and there's a request for a continuance in the second matter. So I don't know exactly how that would play into the proceedings today, or if it even should.
Good point. Attorney Murphy?
I think I'd like to ask the hearing officer if she's on here, I believe she is, if she could just speak to that, whether she thinks we ought to take them together or not. She is here.
Hi. Hello, Mr. Chairman. Hello, commissioners. It's Kathleen Ross. The matters are completely separate. And just for the commissioner's information, we do use the word consolidate or consolidation, or that the matters are consolidated, but we don't use that phrase in the way that you might think of it. So it doesn't mean that we take all the evidence from both of these matters all together and mush it all together and issue one report. They are truly separate. And really the consolidation, what we mean by that is we're just trying to make it a little bit easier for the parties so that they don't have to come twice. So we have the same complainant, same respondent. It's easier, I think, for the parties if we just have them come sort of at the same day, at the same time. So I don't see any problem with separating them today. I think Commissioner Hankins raised a really good question, but I think they are entirely separate. So I think you could consider them separately.
Thank you. Commissioner Hankins, is that satisfactory?
It's a wonderful answer. Thank you. It's everything.
Okay. I agree. So we'll go forward then with the matter, which is FIC 2020-0294, Victor Velasco versus Rollin Cook et al. So Mr. Velasco, would you like to begin, please?
Yes, good afternoon. My objection to the hearing officer's report is on the grounds that I was denied, and this is being dismissed, this matter is being dismissed, of my request for video recording of me during physical therapy in a medical unit. The grounds for dismissing the case is that it's not subject to disclosure under the Freedom of Information Act because it pertains to safety and security of the facility, and it depicts again doors and windows and such of, you know, in this video. But on the grounds, it's saying that it can be used by prisoners to facilitate an escape. But it just doesn't make sense because the video is of myself. I'm in this video. Everything that's seen on the video, I can see already. And this is something that's openly, seen by every prisoner that visits the medical unit, which is a medical inpatient unit. So there's prisoners actually housed in that unit. And the dismissal on that ground, it just makes no sense. Because if the problem is that a prisoner can see these things that are on this video, it makes no sense because prisoners see this every day. There's prisoners housed in that unit and every unit, every day. Like there's nothing in it that can be seen that prisoners can't actually can use to their advantage. And it was already admitted by the witness Jusam in this matter that prisoners know how to open their cell doors from the inside. I just think that, you know, the dismissal on that ground is just, it doesn't make any sense. It's basically, prisoners are denied access to these videos simply on that statement that these videos show the inside of the prison, which is what prisoners see every day anyways. It's like a blanket denial on the FOI. Prisoners can't FOIA any video now based on that, just because what can be seen is what's seen on the inside of a prison. And I don't think it's reasonable that the defendants aren't even asked if there's ever been an attempt to use one of these videos, which the Department of Corrections has been around for a long time, to facilitate an escape. I've never heard of it. I've been in prison I'm going on 25 years this December. Never heard of it.
Thank you. Counsel? Attorney McCurdy?
Yes, thank you. I would urge adoption of the hearing officer's report. Like she said, Mr. Velasco was seeking a copy of three video recordings from the inside of Corgan Rogowski Correctional Institution. The requests were properly denied under the safety and security exception contained in Connecticut General Statute 1-210-D18. There was testimony from a lieutenant from Corgan Rogowski regarding what is depicted on the video. And the problem isn't that Mr. Velasco necessarily will see the video. It is that once the video is released through FOI, we presume that it is released to the public. So the risk is not only from inmates on the inside, but also, you know, it could be coordination with others on the outside. People can piece together any information that is released, this video, multiple videos, along with other information. And it is a legitimate security risk. Just because Mr. Velasco is not aware of escape attempts, it doesn't mean they don't happen. We don't generally publish that information to inmates. Since a Superior Court decision in 2008 that is cited in the hearing officer's opinion, the commission has deferred to the DOC commissioner's judgment and experience regarding safety and security risks. The risk that the witness described about vulnerabilities of the facilities that are revealed in the videos are very real, and they're not pretextual. Therefore, you know, continued deference to the commissioner's judgment on this matter is appropriate, and we urge adoption of the hearing officer's report. Thank you.
Thank you. Do any of the commissioners have any questions? I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Streeter. I move adoption of the hearing officer's report in 2020-0294.
Thank you.
Commissioner Winkler, I second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion?
Yes, this is Commissioner Hankins. I mean, yes. This is a well-drafted decision. It's a clear application of law to the facts, you know, the relevant facts in the case. And interestingly enough, in paragraph 16, the complaints, one of the complaints cases of 2019 is cited in a string cite. So, you know, it's well known to everyone here of the limitations of getting a video out. And, you know, I'm certainly going along with the hearing officer's report.
Thank you. Anyone else? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Mr. Berry?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeshi?
Yes.
Mr. Nankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. All right, we're on for docket number FIC 2020-0295, Victor Velasco versus Roland Cook, Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Correction, et al. Mr. Blasco, you indicated that you wanted a continuance on this matter.
Yes, please.
Can you please explain why?
Our junior counselor had been gone for, he went on vacation for a week, and then he came down with the with COVID. So he was out for two more weeks after that. So that was 3 weeks. And the day that he returned, he was supposed to make copies for me so that I can submit to this hearing, to you commissioners. He was, the very next day, we were removed from our unit and placed into restrictive housing. This is everybody in my unit due to the COVID-19 issue that's going on in the facility. The facility went on, I believe it was level one lockdown, or I believe that's what it was, due to the COVID. And we're in restrictive housing, and all of our properties are packed up. And even at today, I was told that we would be moving again. So everything is packed up. I haven't been able to make copies, and we prisoners don't have the freedom. Not well, I'm in restrictive housing, so regardless, prisoners in my status do not have the liberty to make copies themselves or to pay the postage themselves. We need a counselor to do that, and we don't have one. The counselor from the restrictive housing unit, he's been all over the place due to, you know, restrictive housing. There's a lot of people that go in and out of segregation for various reasons. And so he tries to accommodate us. We're not supposed to be in that unit, but due to the COVID-19, that's where the warden has ordered us placed, I guess, until maybe later on this week or tomorrow or next week. We're supposed to be moving again. Our junior manager told us today, just to be ready, we're going to be moving again. But I would like the opportunity to submit my written appeal to the commissioners. I think it would definitely play a major factor in this hearing officer's decision.
Thank you, Attorney McCurdy.
I guess I would rather move forward today. I don't see why Mr. Moasco can't just make his argument to this commission, but that would be my vote to move forward.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this was, obviously it was dated on August 3rd. We're talking probably 4 weeks, and it sounds like if his officer was out for 3 of the 4 weeks, and I can honestly say, in today's mail, I received my packet for the September 8th, 2021 meeting. So if mail is not a sure thing at this point, I don't see any reason why we should not give Mr. Velasco the opportunity to at least, and maybe the representative from DOC can explain or confirm that there is somebody that might be covering for whoever the counselor should be, but it sounds like there hasn't been a counselor there to assist. And I don't think we should prejudice ourselves by rushing this if he hasn't had the opportunity to respond.
Thank you. Attorney Murphy, is there a problem with timing on this matter?
No, there is not a problem. This is a case that falls within the time frame of the governor's executive orders, so we do have time on it.
Do any of the other commissioners have any questions or comments?
This is Commissioner Hankins. I would just agree with Commissioner Streeter on this. I mean, I got my hearing packet yesterday, too, and I usually get it like 5 days ahead of time. So I understand, the problem with the Postal Service right now, the delivery.
This is Commissioner Shippe. I agree as well.
Any other commissioners?
Commissioner Winkler, I also agree.
I agree as well. I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Street, I move that we postpone consideration of this item 2020-0295 to a future meeting to ensure that Mr. Velasco gets an opportunity to have some redress in his case.
Okay.
I'm not moving to a date certain. I don't know how long this will take, so I'll let the rest of the commission decide that.
Commissioner Winkler, I second that.
Okay, so you're moving to allow continuance until a date that is chosen by the staff?
Well, I would like to see that, that you know, he has an opportunity that we receive something and get, have appropriate time for DOC to respond to his response.
Okay. All right. Attorney Murphy, is that sufficient? Is that motion clear enough?
Yes. Yes. And
okay.
My estimation would be we'd put it on the first October meeting, which would be the second week in October. But we'll look into that further.
Thank you. All right, so the motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor of continuing. Commissioner Barry?
Yes.
Mr. Cheve?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeci?
Yes.
Thank you. Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. The matters continue. Thank you, Mr. Velasco. Thank you, Attorney McCurdy.
Thank you, Commissioners. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye. So next we have consideration of the Superior Court decision in Lothar versus Freedom of Information Commission, HHB CV 18604747-S, September 1st, 2021. Colleen?
So I'll turn this over to our attorney, Felicia Harmon, who argued it for us. But just briefly, this was, and you should all have this in your packet, denial of a request for order to schedule a hearing on one of Ms. Lauthert's complaints. And this was a complaint that she had filed against the commission. So the commission ultimately did not schedule the matter for hearing, and Ms. Lauthert sought an order requiring us to do so. So I'll let Attorney Harmon take it from there.
Good afternoon. So I'm very happy with this decision. This is a very good decision from Judge Weiss. That affirms both the commission's process in deciding not to schedule a case for a hearing under 1-206B2, as well as the commission's discretion in making a decision not to schedule a case for a hearing. It was a very strong decision, and I like the way the judge kind of, on page 5, he goes through Ms. Lothert's contention about how the commission must have had a secret meeting, and he kind of recites all of it, and then he just keys into the executive director's decision, recommendation not to schedule a hearing, and he keys into where the executive director cites Smith versus Freedom of Information Commission. And in the notice recommending not to schedule, Attorney Murphy had cited Smith for the contention that when you file a multitude of complaints with the commission in a limited time period, that in and of itself constitutes an abuse of the commission's administrative process. And of course, in our order not to schedule Ms. Lothert's complaint in this case, there were several other reasons that the executive director listed in support of the decision not to schedule. And so, you know, he kind of goes through Ms. Lothert's contentions about how there was the secret meeting and there must have been, and then he just like zeroes in to that Smith case and says, when you file too many cases in a limited period of time, that in and of itself constitutes an abuse of the commission's process, and he basically dismisses this case. It's a very strong case for the commission, so I was really pleased with it. And I'll just note that, you know, Ms. Lothert filed her complaint with the commission on September 5th, 2017, and Judge Weiss issued this decision on September 1st, 2021. So it took us 4 years to go through the process of getting this, you know, ready for oral argument, argued, and decided, but it was worth it. It's a very strong decision, and I think it really reinforces the commission's ability to decide not to schedule something for a contested case hearing. I was extremely happy with the decision. And that's that.
Great. Do any of the commissioners have any questions?
This is Commissioner Streeter. I echo the chairman's sentiments that it was a good job. Great job for not only you, Attorney Harmon, but the entire staff, and it's a vindication for the commission, I think, that in some of these cases that we have basically vexatious petitioners for or filers. So good job to all on the staff.
Yeah, I really agree with you, Commissioner, and it really shows, you know, how broad the commission's discretion is when deciding not to schedule something for a hearing. It really gives us a lot of reinforcement in that process and validates the process that we followed in this case.
And just as a follow-up still, Commissioner Streeter, that we do not use this often. I mean, it seems like we do, but it's very few and infrequent when we have to actually have the executive director to do this. So in these special cases, I think it's warranted, and it's good to have the court's, reiteration that this is acceptable in these type of cases.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you, Attorney Harmon. Our next item is on pending appeals, and this time too we have no new pending appeals. We did learn that the Madison Police Department decision that was issued by the Superior Court, I think we reported on that the last meeting, that has been appealed by Madison, so it will go up to the appellate court as Judge Clow predicted that it would. So we'll be following that, and we'll have our attorney read back on the case at the appellate court there. We, as I said last time, we had some court arguments coming up. We had something interesting happen in a matter that was going to occur at the Supreme Court. And that was the Department of Banking case involving Mr. Morin. And we got a last minute withdrawal, or nearly last minute, right, Attorney Harmon? Over the weekend, we learned that the petitioners wanted to withdraw the matter. So it will not be argued before the Supreme Court. It's an interesting case. We found it interesting that the Supreme Court had taken it, and also equally interesting that it's now been withdrawn. Attorney Harmon, anything else to throw in on that one? No. And then we do.
Frozen up.
Oh, anything to add on that, Attorney Harmon? Did you hear me on the?
I heard you. Yeah, I was, you know, pretty surprised. We got the notice on. I got the notice on Sunday morning that. Mr. Morin's lawyers from Robinson and Cole had decided that they did not want to go forward with the appeal that they filed. So it was kind of interesting. So it was about a week out from oral argument. Oral argument would have been this Monday. But, you know, who knows what happened. They may have had a moot court or something and it didn't go well, and maybe decided they didn't want to go forward. But so it's a good decision from the Superior Court judge, I think it was Judge Shortle, who affirmed our decision in that case. So it's a win for us. That's a good thing.
Yes. All right, thanks. And last, we do have the appellate court argument, I believe, coming up. Is that next week, Attorney Reed? With Mr. Godoy and the Avon Police Department, which was a little bit of a mixed bag decision, but Mr. Godoy had appealed that. So the appellate court will be taking that up soon. So that's it under pending appeals. Under executive director's report, the status of our operations during COVID pandemic, just to continue the thread from the last couple of meetings, we did order the FTR digital platform to enable us to do the dual hearings. So we're trying to prepare for that. But it kind of leads me into not really a pandemic update, but just on the pump house explosion, which I did send you all an email about. And I suspect that the fact that we were, by and large, or the office itself was closed last week and the packets went out probably a little bit later than they usually do, the commission meeting packets. So a combination of slow mail, which we have been finding here, and maybe getting them out to you a little bit later than usual, I think caused that delay in getting the packets to you. But it was quite an odd week last week. And as I detailed in that email to you, just we pretty much had to shut down the internal operations in the office because there was no air conditioning or hot water in this building and many of the other buildings in the Capitol complex. But they do have a temporary workaround that they've got going now. They're trying to assess what happened. They have engineers trying to go into that pump house and try to figure out why that whole, as I understand it, a sidewall blew out of the pump house. So we're back here and expecting that our operations will flow more smoothly this these upcoming weeks. But there's a weekly update on that. So it is possible, I suppose, that there might be some service interruption again. We'll let you know if that happens. A happy thing to report is that we have our final commissioner reappointed, and Chris Hankins, who has been holding over for, what is it now, I think going on 3 years, he was reappointed by Senator Looney. So he's now now even more official than before. So we're very happy about that. And I think Commissioner Hankins is happy about that.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
It was a long time coming, and I want to thank Paula Perlman, who was on the case with the legislature for that over the past several years now. So finally happened. Very happy. Under staff reports, we completed our third round interviews for the staff attorney two this week. And we're doing some final review, and we think we'll be making an offer before the end of the week. So looking forward to that as well. Under legislative report, no report right now. And under new business, no new business on our end. So that concludes everything that I have for you.
Okay. Thank you all very much. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I move we adjourn.
Is there a second? Hello?
Commissioner Hankins, I'll second it.
Okay. I didn't know if everybody left. All right. I'm going to take a roll call of those in favor of adjourning. Commissioner Barry?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Hizanashi?
Yes.
Mr. Schwab, I'm sorry, Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Very good. Thank you all. Thank you, everyone, for your hard work.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Take care.
Bye. Take care. Chris is holding the...